Rick Toman is the Climate Science and Services Manager for the National Weather Service in Alaska. After a fierce winter storm brought freezing rain to the Fairbanks area this month, he decided to do some detective work.
This is part of forensic climatology.
While forensic climatology isn't actually a science, Toman has spent the last few weeks combing through more than a century's worth of climate data for the region. He says wintertime rain has pelted the interior before.
We can see that both in the 1960s and in the 1920s and 30s, there was even more winter rains than we've had lately.
Those periods were separated by decades with few, if any, rain events. Toman says there isn't a distinct pattern to rain-laden storms in the winter, so he doesn't really have an explanation.
Well, we actually have not been able to find the smoking gun in this case. Does not appear to be well correlated with any of the usual things that we look at for driving winter climate in interior Alaska.
Those are things like sea surface temperatures in the North Pacific Ocean.
And that perhaps is less surprising than we might think, because these are very specific weather events. And those kind of climate drivers like sea surface temperature anomalies tend to operate over longer timescales, where these is just one or two or three day type events.
So even if his investigation is inconclusive, Toman says it might be a good idea to keep an umbrella nearby.
The periods in the 1920s and 30s and in the 1960s lasted longer than what we've had so far. So just based on that past record, we might expect more of these in the relatively near future. But we have to remember that these don't all have the same mechanisms behind us. And it's certainly a good example of how the past may not be a guide to the future.
The forecast for this, the last week of November, calls for clouds over the interior and maybe a few snowflakes, but no mention of rain. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.